אלה שמייס בני ישראל אבוי מצרים. So the primigodim and mishbetze zov simen reish pehei chidor brings it for Rabbeinu Ephraim says that dor shei reshum moiso yudoy reshim ve'eile shmois ez rosh ha-teves ve'chayev odom likroi ha-parsho shtay mikro ve'echo ואלה שמו יסז ראש הטייבס וחייב אודום ליקו יפרשה שתיים מיקרו ואיכו תארגו. So the world freak the cash, it's a very גשמק ראש הטייבס, why it's in חומש שמו יסז, why it's not in חומש ברשס. ברשס had to have ראש הטייבס וחייב אודום ליקו יסז פרשה שתיים מיקרו ואיכו תארגו. In middle of שמו יסז, the Torah is coming to Merames וחייב אודום ליקו יסז פרשה שתיים מיקרו ואיכו תארגו. So some people say the chiddush is that even the names, and it's a big shaila. Atoris v'dibayim, Reuven, Shimon. What is the shtayim mikro v'echo targum here? But even so, you have to do it three times. But the Welt says, in Bereishis everyone says shtayim mikro v'echo targum. Aber in Shmois, the oil already chalash tzach abisu. So the Torah comes and chumash Shmois to remind again. חייב עוד המליקרו איזה פער של שתיים מיקרו ואיך אותנו ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבואים מצרימו. It's before she says why it doesn't say שבואו מצרימו, what is הבואים מצרימו. That כלל ישראל the whole time was בבחינס בואים שלא יורדו להשתקע אלא לא גור באורץ בונו, at least בונו, maybe we'll see what happens, but הבואים מצרימו, not שבואו מצרימו, they didn't come to stay, they're consisting, they're coming, לא גור באורץ בונו, we're visitors, we're coming לארץ ישראל, they didn't sit in ארץ ישראל, they're not מסיעה של ארץ ישראל, הם מצרים. בני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצבו במועיד מועיד ותימו לאורץ הישראל ויוקר מלך חודש. So the pasuk says ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו וירבו ויעצבו במועיד מועיד ותימו לאורץ הישראל. So the Ma'aril says and Miss Alevi explains it that it's not stop. ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו מאוד מאוד ותימו לאורץ הישום. There was so much they started to go out of ארץ גוישה. זה בסדר, ויקוצו מבני בני ישראל. זאת בסדר, מעריל only because they started to go out of Eretz Goshen, then the Gzeira of Paro started. The Salemi says that kol zman that Klal Yisrael are moved on from the Goyim don't hate us. And the minute that we start to become close to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect us by making them to hate us. Vayakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. So later that they get more and more. So by Yekutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael, and the minute that the Klal Yisrael, a pore verove, as a Muslim, he said this was born in Germany. Brings down a pasuk. Matasi kitin b'shishonim kitadi adi zov leshov tisiyat b'kimo asuboch. When you were trying to be nice to the guy in the present, Chazal say Sinai, why is it called Sinai? Shemishom yordo sino le'um asarilo. We got the Teire. We got two presents in our Sinai. Teire and they hate us. We're trying to go to a place that they don't hate us. The present of the Teire is that they hate us. That the way that we can become a part of the guy. This is the present for Klal Yisrael. Some people never, they don't have the present, so they marry in. But the people that have the present from Hashem, they hate us. People think that, you know, they hate the greasy people. It's Pung Fakel. The greasy people have the Aftocha, then they hate us. The ones that take off the yarmulkes, they lose that Aftocha also. Sometimes Hashem sees, he makes them to hate these people also. But it's Pung Fakel. It's not that they don't like the hats and jackets, they don't like the long beards. They love it, it looks much nicer. But the pshat is Hashem, the people that look like that have the present. person that the goyim hate us. The people that don't look like that, they're missing the present. So sometimes they like them. But when the real gzeira comes, the Nazis don't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference how you look, what you look. A Jew stays a Jew and they hate a Jew. It's a pasha, does it? So Vayokom melechodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. So Rebbe Liboruch, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, would say a beautiful word. Rashi says, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. King of Mitzrayim doesn't know history. In Alepes, when you go to be a king, the schooling of kings is the first you learn the history of the country. Yosef was the one that saved, brought all the money to Mitzrayim. He ran the place. Asher lo yoda es Yosef. So the Targum says, the lo mekayim gzeraso de Yosef. Yosef ben Azir said, the lechakim yas Yosef lo yolach ben Imusei. So they bring down the Mefoshim that was a gzeres that Yosef really came and made to protect the Yidden, and he was not keeping them. Lo yoda miloshen didn't keep. But Rashi says, "Also, atzme kiinu lo yodea." So, when the Baruch said a gevaldik word, it's worth a million. This word says, "Is a musig of kofi toivo." What is a kofi toivo? He doesn't pay back for a favor that you do to him. Why we call him kofi toivo? Call him ichi person, bad person. Kofi toivo. The Talmud says, there's no way in the world that a person is not makir toiv. There's only one way. He covers it. Kofi. He covers it. He denies it. What is the time on Yosef? Shaloyoda es Yosef. You know, this Melech was a Nazi, was a Hitler. He took kids, he shechted them. He took kids, he put them in the wall. You know, he didn't remember that Yosef was there. You remember? He said, "Mushchas a Nazi." Shaloyoda es Yosef. Also, Atzmo Yekimisha in the Makir. He would say, "I know Yosef. I hate you Jews, and I'm killing you." That's what he did. Was the first Hitler? So the boss like, "Loyoda es Yosef." He pretended he doesn't remember. Who he remember? Doesn't remember? He's a mushchas. The Talmud says, "Look at this. En kaze davar to be a kofi toiv. En kaze davar. The teva of the person, he has to be makir toiv. The biggest roitzeach cannot be not a makir toiv. The only way is also atzmo kemisha einer makir. He pretended. We call it selective memory." So he said, Rabbi Leboch, I'm saying the vote, says, "You meet sometimes guys, you ask them where you learned." He said, "I learned in Philly and in Lakewood." Then what happened to Mir? He forgot. He doesn't want to remember that he learned in the Mir. So later when they come over to him, they ask him to help the Mir. "I learned in Philly and I learned in Lakewood. I'm around the names, yeah, no." Why? Because a person, you ask him, "Where you learn?" Some person will tell you, "I learned in the cheder here, in the yeshiva here." That person is planning to make your talk to his rabbi in the cheder. That's the guy. The cheder in the chav doesn't count. The mesifta in the chav. Well, some guys that are make your talk, he says, "Yeah, I learned that mesifta. I had such a good rabbi." He asks him, "Where you learned?" So you could say, "I learned in the mirror." You could say, "I learned by Rabbi Libor." But the first guy, the only answer is, "I learned in the mirror." He doesn't want to remember the Rebbe that helped him. Selective memory. He remembers he takes out the pieces that he doesn't want to be makir toiv. Then he doesn't have to be makir toiv to his Rebbe, to his yeshiva. It's selective, because when a person will remember, the person remembers what his father did to him. Took him to camp, and he put him this, and he bought him that, 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 and he went to the hospital, and he walked in the snow to help him to be born. I mean, it's a whole list. He doesn't remember these stories. So it's called kofi toiv. So shelo yoda es Yosef, Rashi says, also atzmi kemi she'eino yodea. The Kli Yochel says and the revolt. The Kli Yochel says, and Be'etzim will make the whole picture. This vault is one of the beautiful vaults if the Musa of Beskerov would give him this parsha. I'll get back to Kli Yochel. Let's get to the Hemshech. Paroi, we'll see in a second, wants to kill the kids. He calls them Yaldis, we'll get it in a second. Why? They told him, we'll see in a second, that Mashiach Shel Yisrael is going to be born. Paro says he doesn't want to mess up, we have to get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu before it starts. Before he's a tzaddik, then later it's hard to deal with him. Kill them now. Kol HaBena Yeloida Yoyro Tashlichu. What happens? Because of that, they put the kid in the water. Bas Paro finds him. Who takes care of him? Paro. Who protects Moshe 80 years that no Mitzri will scratch him? Ari Eben Ezra has a vote. We are knowing not to say over Eben Ezra, but Eben Ezra is a Rishon, so we have to say it even though we don't feel with that Eben Ezra. That's not Amahalach, but Eben Ezra says it. We have to say it. He says, why Moshe Rabbeinu had to grow by Paro's house? He said he had to be a king. He had to be the manik of Klal Yisrael. Hashem didn't want him to grow in a place of slaves. You can see in different countries what happens when a slave becomes the president, yeah? He says, Hashem wanted that a person would not come from slave to be a mani. In our Ashkofe, Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, even by being there, would not be a slave. He says more from that. If he would be with Klal Yisrael 80 years, it would be very hard to get the hanogah from him after it. He would be one of the chavra. That's a different answer. He was like King Paro. Moshe was separate. He became... People had a distance from him. There's no Eben Ezra. With Eben Ezra, without Eben Ezra. Paro made Moshe to grow. So not only that he didn't manage to kill him, his Gzeire, without his Gzeire, Moshe would be one of the kids. Could be one day someone would put him inside the wall. Could be someone would shechted him. It was different Gzeires. I mean, Yidin would die the whole time there. Could be even Nichshon or something. He was taken out, protected in a closed room. No one could do nothing to him. For years. Hacharitzu sheker. Chaim Shalevitz would say, Yosef Moike Shabbos, his neighbor had a dream, all of his money goes to Yosef Moike Shabbos. He had to stand there and laugh. All of my money, how? But my house, my shirt, how it will go? It's impossible. But he wanted to fight the dream. He sold all of his money, made a diamond, put into the hat, fell into the fish. He managed to organize how to give everything to Yosef Moike Shabbos. The one that tried to stop it, organized it. The Achim. Yosef is trying to be the king, we will stop it. They saw it in Mitzrayim that the process will start. Who did the process to start? The Achim. On them, I don't know how to get to Mitzrayim. They sold them to be a slave. They started the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us when you try to stop something, not only you will not manage, you will be the one. No one could stop it. You're nervous. Yenem is fashmutzim, yeshiduchim, you get all nervous. Yenem is not saying good things on me. He was the one that will push that the right one will come to you. Haman. He decided, you know, he wants to be king. So he killed Vashti. So what happened when he killed Vashti? So Esther came. That later on, when Esther will be the one to kill him. So Memuchon, the Chazal say, Memuchon, he was exactly Memuchon. Why we call him Memuchon? He started to prepare the Atzol of Klal Yisrael. The Haman that was planning to become king, started to kill the queen, prepared it that shall be the one that one day will take care of him and kill him. So the Kli Yochel says here, B'shelo yoda es Yosef, if he would know the Achim tried to kill Yosef and he became king, he will realize you don't start up. B'shelo yoda es Yosef, he didn't learn that message that you can't change. He didn't learn, the Kli Yosef says, that what Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim is for a reason. Hashem sent them down there. B'shelo yoda es Yosef. Haman is Chak Maloi. Kasher Yanu Asa Kenibe Ve Kenifroitz. Back to it later. Vayikro Vayim HaMelech Mitzrayim Lamiyal Vesayivris Asher Shema Achas Shifro Veshema Shenis Puo. ויאמר בילדכם לסעיברי ויסור איסור ולאבנוי מבנו ועמיתם ויסוי ועם בסי וחויו ותראינו מיד עשה עשה אלויקים ולא יוסו כאשר דיבר עליהם מלך מצרים ותחיין עשה ילוד so the end is in the zeal of the big down ויאמר מלך מצרים למיד עשה עברי כתחוזה בחלמה he had a dream that the whole Mitzrayim is on one side and there's a sheep on the other side and he asked the Chartumim and they told him that Obim Rishim Shal Yisrael so he called Shifra Vepur and he told them Biyadachem Alei Evnoim V'Reisem Imbenu V'Amitim Oisem V'Imbasi V'Choyo why he told him to do that so Balabati Shilim Shat like this Klal Yisrael will not realize that someone is dead they will kill him inside the stomach People will think that it's a dead bird. But it looks nishtazeh, because in the Chazal say, Pari le gozer al haschorim, who gozer afal ad hakeves, it looks like everyone knew about the gzeira. So, I don't remember who says, that the pshat is, Benoyach is nerag al ha'ubri. Since Yehorik Baal Yavo, Yisrael is not nerag al ha'ubri. So basically Yisrael has to listen to Pari because Yehorik Baal Yavo, he wants to kill them. So the mechuyav to kill the kids al ha'avnoyim. So b'meile, he knew that if you will tell them to kill, Sai Goyim will not be killed. So b'meile, he knew that Benoyach nerag al ha'umrim, so he can't tell his people, but he called them Yadus ha'ivriyos. As we see later, he tells everyone to kill. He tells the Miyadus Ha'ivriyos to kill the kids when they're inside the stomach. When they're inside the stomach. And the Miyadus answers them, Loika noshim amitzri es hayoldos. Beterem tova ya meyeledes veyolodu. The baby comes out before we did, so we can't kill. And you told us only to kill inside the stomach. Outside the stomach, we can't. So he looks pshat like this. Vatirena miyadus esra eloiki. The halacha is that b'dei neshamayim yenerag al ha'ubrim also. So they were scared and they didn't kill the ubrim. So he called the miyadus ha'ivriyas asher shem ha'achas shifro v'shem ha'shem is pua. Who is shifro v'pua? So Rashi shifro z'yu chevet shemeshaperes esavlat. Pua zon Miriam, she toyol avlat. So what Shifra did? She rubbled and bubbled ways. She did the kid, took care of him. This is Shifra. What is Pua? She would like smile to the kid. Pua, toyol. She would make noises to make the kid to smile. Frank the Pchatz. Miriam Anavir. Soon we'll speak about Miriam Anavir. Miriam Anavir. We give her a nickname, and Choshev is that she did. You know what? She smiles to the kids. Choshev title. This is the way the Tere calls Shifra v'pua shemeshaperes esavlat v'poyer lavlat. So Reb Chatzkel has his nusach. Reb Chatzkel said by Adam Godel, there's no difference if he saves a million people or he keeps a little kid hand across the street. He does the ma'aseh l'shem shomayim completely, and both of them are the same choshev ma'aseh. By Adam Cotton, he does everything with katnus. Even the saving 100,000 people is like taking a little kid to the gun. But by Miriam, a choshev maise b'shleimus, by pua is exactly like you will say that we will call it that she does ander ezach. But I heard from my uncle about Avraham Shmulevitz, givaldik, givaldik, givald. He doesn't remember he told it to me, but I remember I heard it. Something like this. Sometimes the moshav they have a kimcha d'pisma. Right? Everyone is standing in line, you push you. You know, sometimes you have to save people, you know, people are drowning. Well, you come, you save them. So the Moshe came for the pisra, you give up. But you know, sometimes some people get pushed and shoved. Yeah? Guys giving out millions of dollars, look, and people are waiting in line for 2 hours. What's going to do? You know, it's a chalukah, yeah? This time, Klal Yisrael, Hashem de Gzeire, Pari was killing all the little kids. It was a terrible tkufa. They came in Mesuras Nefesh, the kid is born, 1 to 3 before someone could check, they pulled out the kids, they're alive. Zman of Atzolat Nefoshes. And as such a Zman, you think you have time to smile to the kid? Next, save, next, yeah, running, pushing. Jump in the car, come, I'll take you. Give you a ride, on, off, yeah? Miriam, b'shas da'atzoras nefoshes, she had time to smile to the kid. She didn't forget to do the meisa b'shleimus. I remember my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kreisfeld. He would go to Almonas to help them to marry off the kids. He would come to the house to give $50,000 to Almonas to help him to marry off the kids. He had in his pocket some lollipops and he would give to the Yisrael. He said, "You're right, it doesn't make a difference. In 2 minutes, they need the $50,000 that I'm giving the mother now. She could take care of the family, she'll buy them bread and everything what they need. But the little kid needs, now he doesn't have a father, he needs someone to smile, he needs the lollipop now." So he came with $50,000 and 5 lollipops. Person will say, "Lollipop ahead, lollipop ahead. I'm taking care of these kids. They will have rabbein, they will have everything. Everything will be good for them. Maybe this $50,000, the mother will get the rabbein, chadori, marry them, everything will be good." So they'll smile now, not smile now. So the Kamina will tell the kid, "Move away now. Whatever it is. Later, everything, his life is good. I came to make his life." To make the kid to give a lollipop. This is godless amais. Miriam was called poor. She poyo lavlat. B'shas the ma'isa agodlo. A person has to make in life a lot of times. You're busy doing big zachar, but you step on the little things in the way. Miriam Hanevi'ah was called poor. She poyo lavlat. Vatimarnu amiyardes vayitav elokim lamiyardes vayere va'om vayatzmu me'oid. What is batim? Bote kihuna, bote levia, bote malchus. It's the famous vote of Biskarov. What is mida keneged mida? Why Akadosh Baruch Hu is vayas lehem batim? Where is the mida keneged mida? So the Biskarov says, what would be if they would kill all the boys? So it would be only girls. Akum abal bas Yisrael avlat kosher. So it would be yidin. But there will be no Kohanim, will be no Levim, and no Malchus, because you have to have Zera Miyuchas. So they save the Kohuna, and the Leviya, and the Malchus. So Vayas Lehem Batim, Mida Kemeged Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu made, that came out from them, Malchus, Leviya, and Kohuna, this was a Mida Kemeged Mida, that they saved Klal Yisrael. Vayitzav Pauri Lechol Amo Yileimer, Kol Abena Yileida Yohiro Tashrichu, Lechol Abbas Techai. So there's two ways how to learn the parsha. The Unkelus and the Yonason, they learn, so Pauli saw that the system doesn't work. So he said, "Finish. Abayis, I go around, chop all of the kids and throw them into the water." And the derech pshat, if we were learning Chumash pshat, I would stick to the Unkelus and the Yonason. So Pauli says, "Kol haben ha'iloi, ha'iloi tashlichu, kol habas techayu, everyone has to be killed. And the Mele, Amo makes exeril, so everyone has to stop to get married now because they're killing all the boys." And then Miriam will tell Amro, "Shalchok Kosher Mishal Paroi," and he remarries his wife, and this is what we're going to learn now. This, I think, Pshute Shal Mikro, and I have Unkelus, and I have a Yonis and Benazir that learn like this. But Rashi doesn't go with the Unkelus and the Yonis ben Azir. Rashi asks a kasha. What is going on again? What is koil? Rashi says, "Lechol amoy ala afaleim gozer." It's a gemara b'seito. Yoim shenoylad Moshe omru lo yitzteginov. Ayoim noylad Moshiyom. Ein anu yoidim mi Mitzrayim mi Yisrael. Roim anu shesayfu lirkes b'mayim. Lefichor gozer oisayim afal amitzrim. Shenemar kol abena yoid yoter yadashlu. V'leinemar ayilid leivrim. Before he told them he had this anoylad leivrim. This pasuk was in the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He told the Mitzrim, "Today we know that he's born. We don't know if he's born by the Yidden or by the Goyim. We know that he's loyker al amayim. Hayoyirot ashlichu." It's a modnazach. Because he told them the Yaldas to kill the Yaldas Yivri. Then he tells us Avodim to throw everyone to the water. So the Unkelus and the Yonis and the Zir learned Pshat. The first system didn't go because they said that so he said that it doesn't help. So he made another gzeira that the Mitzrim have to chab the kids, and also only the Jewish kids. But the Gemara in Seder learns that he was a special gzeira for that day. What happened to the other days? Mishklo. Okay, it could be they went for weeks because they didn't know when the kids are born. So it's Tagdini Par, it's Tagdini Par, I told him today he's born. We don't know if he's born by the Yidden or by the Goy. But he's Loike Alamai, like Moshe was later Loike. The Meimeriva is Amkes. It's the Meimeriva the Gezach. Moshe is Loike Alamai. Moshe with water doesn't go. Moshe was Taki Loike. Moshe was Choyte on the Meimeriva. It's called Meimeriva. Okay, this is what Hashem will get to Meimeriva B'Neidah. Fake the Maharal, he doesn't understand. That's Tanin Par come over to him, listen, we see he's born today. We see he's like Elamai. Just the picture's not so clear if he's born by Israel or by the Mitzrim. See, what time? Clean your glasses. But then they see, we see he's born today, yeah? We see he's like Elamai. Where exactly? The Mamish could see every detail and this picture came not so clear. It's like the Maharal, such a beautiful vault. Taloch is called a megadel is ben chaveiroi kiilu yoldoi. Who brought up Paroi? I'm sorry, who brought up Moshe? Paroi. But he's born by a Jewish family, brought up by a Mitzri family. So how he's called? A Yid or a Goy? The picture came not clear. He looked also a Mitzri and also a Yid. This is what he told him. Hayoim noila, clear. Like Alamayim, clear that it will happen. But we see he's a Yid, we see he's a Paroi. We see he's a kid of a Yid, we see he's a kid of a Goyte. Something is not clear. This is the Gemara. She came to see what will happen. So it's a famous vote of the Ponovicharov. Ponovicharov once went to collect money for Ponovich. He came to a city. The rabbi of the city told him, listen, in our city we don't make appeals for tzedakah. Baruch Hashem, we go local. We give tzedakah local. This place is local. Thank you. The local things. Which can get us to solve yeshivas. We don't have money. But you know, we love the Vatera. The Rosh Hashiva can speak in the Parsha. I'm on that pill, but we love the Vatera. The hour the Rosh Hashiva can speak. But you know, Hashem, the oil of give, I'm the Rav. It's taken care of. But that's it. But Parsha Shmoyz. Parsha Shmoyz said, give it Rosh Hashiva. No Shach is the money. He asked the Kasha. Miriam and Neviyah, Chazal say, that she told her father that his Osidli wanted Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi had been in Bigs, he told him, Shechol Kosh Mishal Paroi. Paroi goes on the Schorim, Adas goes on the Cadence. But she told him that Mashiach Shal Yisrael is about to be born. Say that. Mashiach Shal Yisrael is about to be born. Then Rashi says, when he had to put him in the Teva, Loka Chovio, Sandol, Vehiko, Amar, Biti, Hefo Nevuah Shaloch. So what happened? They can't hide him. They took him in a basket. They put him in the water. What they said, what Amram said, Hashem, I did my best. What Yocheved said, I did my best. Chazal say, you know, they left the kids in the field. Vatigdeli, vatavoyi, be'ade adoyim, tzorech. The Malachim gave them, one gave him a stone for water, for milk, for honey. Fake the Ponovicharov. Amram didn't go to see what will happen with Mesha. Yocheved didn't go. They trust Hashem. Miriam and Neviyah, she doesn't have a trust. She's the one that has to go to see. You can say about the she was short. She could hide inside the bushes. Can't say like the pictures. Can't say. It doesn't say that she was hiding inside the bushes. Yeah. She said, "But this has to be choice in the rosh." Look at that, my osloy. Even the Rambam is mashma. That she's the one. Rambam says when he speaks about Lashon Hara, he says even Miriam she dibro be'achio she'ava voisoi v'mosro nafsho le'atzilo min amai. But mikol mekoyim days. So the Ponovicharov said Mir. So first and brisk they answer the kasha. I just saw a sudlov once. I asked him this kasha. He told me that זה הלוכה, נובי עומד על נבוא עושה. זה תפקיד פון הנובי, to be sure that his נבוא is נסקאי. יוינה stands outside Nineveh, לירו יש הנינווה נהפך הסמולה. יוינה, you said, go back to this world. היטב חור הולכו, לא תב חור הולכו, what are you busy with Nineveh? But Chazal said, he didn't want to go to the beginning, it'll be a kitruy, a klal yisro. Say, but you did it, finish, you went, go home. Nobody wants his nevuah to be in the sky. And Yirmiyahu stated that he went in the goylo. There's a lot of nevim that the novi is oimed the nevuah also. Miriam and nevi kilu has to take charge that her nevuah be in the sky. What we saw, I think, we spoke about it 2 weeks ago. That why Yosef, yeah, I think maybe someone wanted to ask it almost. That Yosef told the Achim to come back, to go back. So he asked why he didn't tell his father. So he said, Ramban says, "Show your Isaac bekiu chalom Yosef." Right? We mentioned that he was Isaac to mekayim the chalomis to bring Binyamin. Who asked you to bring? To help? You're helping Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you came King Paro. You came the king of Mitzrayim. Hashem is working out. You're sending to bring Binyamin that will come. That will be mishtachbe to you. Who asked you to organize it? The Ramban says, "Show your Isaac bekiu chalom Yosef." This is a din when a Navi says a Nevuah, he has to try to help the Nevuah to happen. It's Piskevot. So Lefina Miriam, Kiru has to save Moshe Rabbeinu. It will happen. But as the Tafkid of the Navi, Oymed al Nevuah, so it's a Ketzer. Panavichov said a Panavichov. He said, she knew that he would be saved. She didn't have a doubt about it. She, Chofetz Chaim says this word for it. She wanted to see who will be zeichet to be moitzi Moshe Rabbeinu from the water. She wanted to see that big hand stretches. She knew something is going to happen here. She wanted to see the moifes Hashem. Chofetz Chaim says, it says that when some of the Mekalel, they put him in the jail. Rashi says, "Yoidim shoyo b'mise, lo yoidim be'ezem mise." Leider Maya oseloi. She knew he would be saved. She wanted to see that big hand stretches. She wanted to see the miracle. She wanted to see the whole story. Zayde Panovich, when I go around the world to collect money for Panovich, I know Panovich will be okay. I go around to see who will be zeichet to give. Chotch, I know this time or not. And then everyone gave. Yeah, this is the as I gave the mice to the Panovich. So the pasuk is Mamshich Vateret Basparoi Lirchoitz Al Hayoir. Vatires Ateva Betechasu Vatishlach Es Amoso Vatikochayim. She sent her hand and she took out the table. She sent her hand. So the famous vote of Abchaim Shmulevitz. She stands, so it's the first a big shaila, what happened to the hand later? It became small or not? Chaim Shmulevitz says a whole shaila, if not, she's a mum. Some say the other hand also stretched, this one have two big ones. Okay, it's different, I'm not going out. This is a bazunda, not the mokum, not the bimarich, what happened to the hand. What she thought? She sees it in the middle of the water. So what she thinks? She sends a hand. What is the plan? You see someone in the movie, you send your hand. And Ruchnias, a person has to stretch what he could do. The rest Hashem does. And the Gashmias, we spoke of the Besalevi Fakat. There was a Tvi and Yosef that he asked Sarah Mashkim to remember him because B'derech HaTeva, a Mitzri, Shopiyam Dibar Shol, it's felt in Ishtadlis. When someone drowns, he holds on to straw. Ishtadlis has to be something that makes sense. But in Ruchnias, we mentioned really a couple of weeks ago, the famous Maisa with Tomo. Tomo goes, Yehuda comes over. Fight Chazal, Yehuda goes over to Tomo, Chas v'Sholem, Yehuda will go to Azayma. Bo Malach v'Dochfoy. Two pshotim. One is Kepshuta, one is Bo Malach Atayve, and forced him to go. But the Malach made him that he has to go. It was not a natural thing. Said. But what Tomo thought, she went, she stand there, she was hoping the Malach will come and push him. And she knows who is Yehuda. Yehuda doesn't go into no one. To a Zayin in the middle of the street, that's a sugar. I mean, a normal human being doesn't do it. And what Yehuda told after the Isha Amodim? Come on, go away. We'll be the last. Yeah? Stam Zayna by Naim, Stam someone out of nowhere. Nish normal. So she thought that Yehuda would come over. But Yehuda went over to Abi Zayna. Leah Aladas. Chazal say, the Malach Dochfei. But what she thought? And it says, you have to do what you can do. Even if it doesn't make sense. The person has to, Lama Zogan has to help someone. Starts to speak to people. You have to do what you can do. Hashem will send the Malach to push. Hashem will put the hand. So I said this over, last Motzei Shabbos, I was in Cleveland. So I was a bonim, I said it over to the kid, Shanavot. So Yid came over to me, he lived with me in Cheder 33 years ago. His name is Mishadovi Shrek, he lives there. And he came over to me, and he sent me a letter, I got it 2 days ago. He said that it's brought down, a sefer from Abelio Kitoy, from a Choshev Yid by the Chassidim, Moshe Sassavar, he was called. And there was standing in a forest. This was 20 minutes before Minchah. Because they made a cheshbon, they can't get back to town, it will take another couple hours. So they decided to daven Minchah in the forest. It was Rav Moshe with five more Chassidim. So Rav Moshe told him, you have to wait a second. And he started to yell, Minchah, Minchah! And four people came out of the forest. Pshat is, you made a ishtablis. It's a forest. Like you yelled Minchah. Yell Minchah! Hashem will do the rest! Hashem will do the rest. I was standing in the airport, I wanted to daven Mincha before I came. So I said, you know, it's no minyan because someone was chaping the people, but I said, machen Mincha, Mincha, yeah? I yelled Mincha, Mincha, I got 50 people. There's a whole group of kids that's flying, you know, what mad them said about it. It's done from the 50 world tension, which happens, yeah? A person has to make the ishtablis. He brings down there the sefer that Oynes Rachmone Patre is only after you try that. But if you didn't try, even something that doesn't make sense, guys, how I'll finish us? You tried? How I'll Noshach No? You tried? You tried? No Oynes. Can't learn all that. You tried? The person gets up in the morning, today I'm not feeling good. You tried? Tried! And the hand will stretch! The hand will stretch! But you have to try. When a person tries, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the hand to stretch. So she took Maspar and stretched her hand. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the hand to grow. But if you don't stretch your hand, it doesn't happen. So Chazal tell us, what is Vayenayeg Esatzoin Achar Amidbo? Vayovoi El Har Eloikim Choreivo. So Pashas Rashi says Achar Amidbo was Laatzilo Min HaGezel. Chazal told us the famous Maise, that was a sheep that was running, and Moshe Rabbeinu ran after him. And he saw that he's thirsty, and he carried him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, someone that could cure on the sheep, he could be the manig of Klal Yisrael. Takash teams with a dream, what Tom Yenison says, that the dream that Paro had was that Kol Mitzrayim v'tleh od oimed v'menatzeach aleihem. That was the tleh. That was the keves. והיה מלך השם אלו בלב הסעיש ותריך הסנה, והנה הסנה בויר בויש, והסנה איננו אוקו. והסנה איננו אוקו. ואם ארתיקרו בלום שם נעליך מהרגליך כעמוק עם השארתרים אלו ונזכי דשי. ואם ארניך אלו כעבור ביך, אלו כעברון, אלו כיצחוק. והיה סתם בי שפונו פיורי. There's a famous story, I think the Ben Ish Chai would say it over in Parsha Shmois. There was once the king in Turkey made a gzeira that, you know, the goyim wanted to kill the Arabs that claim on the Yidden. So he made like an argument that everyone has to get together, everyone has to prove whose religious is before. So everyone came, and the Rav, you know, was a Tomim Dikarov. He went, now when you come to the king of the house, you have to take off your shoes. So everyone took off his shoes. No, so his place, the other side, where you put it. He didn't know. You know, he never went to the king's house, or told him to get out. So he took his shoes, and he held them in his hands, and he walked in with them. So everyone comes into the room of the king, you know, but the Rav told him, he's holding his hands and shoes. So the caddy, the head of the Muslim, is, said, the king, I think the argument is over. I think we could see with who we have what to do. Holding his shoes. So the king says, I think he's right. So he said, I could explain myself. So he said, yeah. He said, it says in our parsha, Hashem said, Shal me'alecho me'al raglecho. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu put back his shoes on. Why it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu put back his shoes on? So they said, we have a Messiah that the Muslimis stole his shoes. So we have a minhag where we go together with Muslimis and we hold onto our shoes. So the Muslimis said it's a shekel of a chazan. Muslimis only started 1,000 years later. So he told the king, you're here? So the king said, the Yid is right, and the argument finished. I said, the Ben Ish Chai, Parsha Shvois, Ben Ish Chai had a shir afternoon in Baghdad. He would say aloche, he would do everything. It was also a little bit parsha, aloche, odichna aloche, all the swarm in aloche. But the shir started normally with like a shena maisa and the parsha. So it's not an argument if the story happened or the Ben Ish Chai made. It's a big argument if it was, or it's a Ben Ish Chai story. It's a big. But I say, Pasuk of Mamshich. ויאמר מה זה ביותכו, ויאמר מטה, ויאמר השליחהו ארצה, והשליחהו ארצה, ויהי לנחש, ויונס מוישה מפונות. אז רש"י זה רומז לו, שסיפר לו שנורא. ונגן, השל יותכו לחיקו, ואם לא יאמינו גם לשני הריסיס האלו, so you make the third oifes. And Moshe again doesn't want to go. So I heard, I don't know what is the mocha, but I heard this week, Bishol Reisman, America, I met him yesterday. He told me, I forgot the name of the person. He said, it says in the Medrash, that when Pincho ben Eliyahu HaNavi was standing at Har HaKarmel, so it was two cows, one for the Baal and one for the... So the power of the Baal didn't want to go to the Baal, he didn't want to be Sheikh by the Baal. So the Yod told him, you know, you'll be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Anyway, they were not Metzliach. He didn't want to go. So he had to push him. So the Yod Novi told him. So he said, I think he said, it's Bada. Even if a big Kiddush Shem Shamayim, but if it's something that looks like a Zohar, You don't do it till you're dragged into it. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm younger from Aaron. He knows Hashem is telling him. But you have to do it dragged. I want to explain the vault a little bit. It's a musaf for life. A lot of times in life you have to do something that you step on someone. When you have to do something that you have to step on someone, you don't run to do it. You don't run to do it. For the machlekes, if you have to speak against someone, it doesn't make a difference what it is. Not to run. Not to jump. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. Kivyochol Hashem has to force him to go. You're chosen against your younger brother, your older brother was not chosen, and you're chosen. Could be you have to do it. To go hard. To go when you pushed into it. Not to rush. A lot of times in life, you're chosen something, you know different people were hurt. And could be it's the right thing that you have to do it. Not to run. Not to run. To go slow. To go slow. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kivyochol, there's a lot of different explanations. What is the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells him to go, and he says no, and he says no. He said, Abad, he was planning to go. But the tzura of the going has to be, the way of the going it has to be, I'm going Baal Kocho. I'm going Baal Kocho. A person goes like that. So then, Eina Chanami, I just want to finish one of the vault. Why take shalna alecho ma'al raglecho? Maharal speaks, why take you have to take off your shoes? So there's two explanations. One has been spoke once in the later parshas that in the old days the shoes was really not something that people wear for beauty. It was like boots. Old days they went barefoot. So you don't go without shoes. Shoes is kilo just not to get dirty. It's not chefze of clothes. But mainly, we mokim kodesh, pass the shtuk shoes. But it's brought down in the Maharal, that chutz from that, it says that shoes are made from leather of animals. Kivyochol, when a person is wearing shoes, he's kilo stepping on the animals, showing that a human being has a shlita on the animals. If you're under the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person has to have his batlus, he's a nobody. A person wants his tefillah to be niskabel. A person pushes to daven. He fights to daven. Shnei Nesforim Alamot, not to make a machlekes, you know, kadeshim and all these things, not to fight. Because the mahus of davening is tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In front of Hashem, you don't show, I'm stronger from this person. I'm starker from this person. So when you daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we tell you, Shal na'alecho, na'al raglecho.